You're on the Mike and Abe show. Hey, Mike, it's been a couple of weeks. What's going on?
I got to tell you what's going on. I have my voice back. My voice was on the DL. I had the, and everybody's got it. Even you said you had something like this. It's like you get a laryngitis thing, then you get a sore throat, then your throat is really sore, then it goes away, then it comes back, then you're well, and then you sweat. And my God, this is over the course of like a week or 10 days. And talking to people like you, you said this is something that's been going around. And man, it was brutal. So yeah. I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be home on the radio.
The only thing I could say is if you're well now, you're better than 85% of the rest of the people in the world. Okay? Or something like
Everybody's
that.
Screwed up.
Well, you know, fortunately we're living in a place with as minimal violence, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, compared to the rest of the planet I'm talking about, okay?
Oh, you or me?
All of us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we're in a great country, okay?
We are.
All right? I mean, regardless of what people think, you know, just look at the Middle East and what's going on in Syria with ISIS and all of that, and Iraq, and, you know, I mean, we're blessed, okay?
We are blessed.
I know. So anyway, there was an article in the Daily News this week. Dan Rivoli wrote it. Okay, it has to do with an Uber car. Did you watch that video?
Yeah, I watched the video. I guess it's a slow news day when you read a story like that, because it says the guy has tricked out the inside of a 2013 Tahoe, and I would think the idea is just to transport people around the city, but what do I know? He's put in disco lights and live music, and everybody's jumping around in the back, and the windows are open, and the music is blasting. At what point does the taxi commission jump in and say, listen, if you want to do all that stuff, go to a disco? And the guy's doing 5 miles an hour, and I don't want to be
Mike, if you read the article, at the end of the article, it said that Mira Joshi, the TLC chairman, thinks that this is very innovative.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's amazing.
I know. Well, let me ask you this. Is this distracted driving or is this not distracted driving?
I would think that if you have disco lights surrounding you, music blasting, and people in the back jumping around for the duration of the ride, I would guess to some degree it's distracting versus the person who gets in and just goes where they want to go. And it's not only distracting for the driver, but it's distracting for the people around because these people are opening up the windows and the music is blasting out. And like I said, I don't want to get bah humbug and be like a Scrooge about the whole thing. But then I look at the way we're treated with the yellow cabs. They write us up for every little thing. We wouldn't be able to do that. And I'm just wondering why the yellow cabs are unable to do something innovative, as the saying goes, and everybody else can. So that's another little thing.
Well, I'll tell you, I just saw that article this morning, even though it was put out a few days ago. And I just said, what the? I cannot believe this, that, you know, they would allow something like this. Because, look, most good drivers could drive through this. But, you know, one of these days, this guy, there's going to be a few drunk people in that car. Okay?
Yeah.
And between the lights and the drunk people and the way they act, okay, somebody's going to get hurt. Okay.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Right.
And listen, I'm just wondering at what point, if we just have to say to ourselves, de Blasio was gone at the end of 2017, and what is the one guy, a councilman in Staten Island, Ehrlich, U-R-L-I-C-H, this guy, Councilman Ehrlich, said to him, it looks like the city is just on autopilot. To me, I think what's happening is the gauntlet's been thrown down. People pretty much know de Blasio was probably a one-trick pony and that the city is probably just on autopilot and nothing is really going to change for the next year, and he's out of here because he's got everybody ticked off and everybody's lining up to run for mayor within his own ranks. And I'm just wondering how much of this stuff is actually going to get better in the course of the next year, because I don't know. I mean, it's just this constant degradation of quality of life stuff in New York City. I don't want to get into a whole big tangent
The thing I'm wondering and worrying about is who's going to take his place, and is he going to be better for us or worse for us, and who's going to buy him?
Who's going to buy him? Who's going to buy the new mayor?
Right, right.
God help us. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
All I know is just the one thing that I also am very upset about is the way the taxi commission does business, and the way that they tell the taxi drivers and the yellow cab drivers in particular, if they want to make a rule change or a policy change, it's never like, okay, starting on the first of the year or starting in 6 months, everything is tomorrow, everything is now. And the latest one comes in with this so-called 12-hour rule. I mean, if you want to bring the folks up to speed on the 12-hour rule, the floor is yours, Senator.
Well, the 12-hour rule says that a driver can only drive 12 hours within a 24-hour period. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, actually, it doesn't make a sense in a way, because they say you have to have 8 hours off in between shifts. So 12 and 8 is right. Only 20, right? So what about mm-hmm. the other 4 hours? Okay. All right. I mean, you know, look, it's like this. Everybody's working overtime. Okay.
Right.
Everybody. Us, Uber, Lyft. Everyone is working overtime in this business because there are too many vehicles out there, and you can't make a living unless you do work overtime, and overtime is maybe 14 hours or 15 hours. Okay, as some of these guys are sleeping in the car. All right, many of them. I mean, I don't have a number. You know, nobody goes out, especially the they don't have a way to. Police Uber, okay?
Right.
But look, right. Back in the day, back in the 1970s, we had something called the arm job. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what the arm job is, right? Or should we tell our listeners what the arm job is?
And it's not porn. It's not porn.
It's when you decide, okay, I've made enough for the boss, now the meter goes off. Okay? That's right. What brought about leasing. All right. They said, look, mm-hmm. we don't care if these guys want to steal money, you know, at the end of the ride, the end of the shift, by not putting on the meter. You know, we can't control that. So we want to put in a minimum amount that they should have to pay for a shift. And that's what we have today, what's called leasing. Okay. So
right.
that eliminated the arm job, which I said is not turning on the meter. For the ride, okay?
Right.
So now there's a new incentive to not turn on the meter, and that is I'm at my 12-hour mark. I need another 2 hours to make some more money, okay?
Right.
So you don't right. turn on the meter. You shut off your, the passenger monitor, whatever it is, the log on mm-hmm. thing, okay? And you ride for another 2 hours, and that's what's going to happen. Unless if they come to their senses and give us a 20% fare increase, okay?
Well, that would be a good sense to come to, because I put a proposal, and I think it's on our website. It is on the website. A fare increase proposal that the taxi commission has received at the first of the year, mind you, in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And said, listen, this is not painful. This is just a little nip and tuck for the cabbies and for the passengers. And, I mean, what has been exposed now is that you have Uber people paying double and triple the rate for a ride. These people got money. It's New York City. It's Manhattan. And the last fare increase hearing, ironically, we had competitors up there saying that the yellow cabs shouldn't get a fare increase because we're going to put the competitors out of business. What kind of insanity?
Right.
Insanity is that? I can't even say word.
Did the competitors do? They went and they did a fare decrease, okay, to starve their drivers and to undercut us. Well, if we had a 20% fare increase, not only would the drivers be able to make a decent living in 12 hours, okay, or even less, okay, but it would attract some of the poor Uberlings to come crawling
right.
back, the ones that haven't crawled back already, okay?
Right.
All right? Now you know, the last thing Uber wants is for us to get a fare increase, okay?
Well, the last thing Uber wants is for us to be productive. And I'll tell you one thing about this so-called 12-hour rule. You've had a weekend driver. I have a weekend driver. And this is just like a war against weekend drivers, because a lot of times the guy just takes the car home. I mean, I have a great weekend driver now, and he's on the road, and I give him the car like on a Friday night, and then he keeps it for Saturday and Sunday. Now, I'm not going to give him that car if I can just charge him three shifts. I might as well just go out and work for 8 hours and eat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but then he's in the jackpot because he lives out in Jamaica by Kennedy, which is great. If he starts at Kennedy, and what he'll do a Kennedy, then he'll go home, he'll take a nap, maybe not sleep for 8 hours, but he'll go home and he'll sleep for like 3-4 hours, then go back, and then if he's fired, he goes back home because he's right by Kennedy. So it's like, if you're saying you can't work 12 hours consecutively without a break, like, I mean, some guys do that where they're like every waking second they're in that cab for 12 hours. Okay, that's a little ridiculous. But if you're going to chop up the day, let's say over the course of 16 or 18 hours, where you take a 3-hour break or a 4-hour break or something like that, that driver is rested, and the driver is also more productive because he's not working 6-7 days a week. So there's a lot to this 12-hour thing, which is being done by people who never drove a cab. Mike, we're in a situation where people are making rules who never drove a cab.
Okay, Mike, there's a meeting on June 23rd, is it, the TLC meeting?
I believe so, yeah.
You know, it would be nice if a guy like you could go there and just start talking.
I am going to go there. I have to start going there because I keep watching these meetings, and I'm at the point now where I'm at my wit's end, just for my own sanity, so I can at least vent, so I can scream at them like I scream at you.
Well, let me say this to you, and let me say this to anybody that's listening, that if you want to speak at the meeting, you can go online and apply, okay? Just go to the to the link that we do have links on NYC Taxi News, but there are links. I'll try to put a specific link for this meeting, okay, up there if I can. But you can go online and apply to speak, all right?
Right.
And this way you won't get shut out, all right? Because there's going to be a lot of people.
So they say.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of people with a lot to say about this. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, who are some of the people for? Well, first of all, they say, oh, you know, the drivers. This all jumps back to some older cab driver. Apparently, hit a 90-year-old woman in Manhattan. She was crossing the street in the middle of the street at midnight, so I don't know what the 90-something-year-old woman is doing jaywalking in the middle of the night, and also was hit by a driver who was like 80 years old and was in his like 16th or 17th hour of driving the cab for that day. So you have an 80-year-old cab driver apparently hit a 90-something-year-old granny. The granny's dead.
Mm-hmm.
The cab driver's getting sued for everything he has. And then they jump back to his record and say, oh, that's nice. You were in your 16th hour of cab driving during the day. So it also jumps back to the person in their wisdom who gave this cab to the driver for 17 hours, and the guy's 80 years old. I mean, but then again, they said, oh, you know, he's done this for years. He's done this for years. I said, well, you know, people get old.
Mike,
you know,
I'd like to point out that there were a lot of other cab drivers out there and still are that are working those hours. They're not killing people.
They're not killing people.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
There's a way to do this business. And for years, you used to love double shifts.
Look, now, I just want to say, I always knew when I was tired, okay?
Right.
Regardless if I worked 6 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, whatever, I always knew when I was tired, and I always knew when it was time to quit, okay?
Well, it's time to quit, yes.
All right, so, look, I never hurt anybody, okay? Nobody's ever been hurt. Nobody's ever been hurt in a taxi cab that I was driving. I once hit some kids on a bicycle way, way back in the 1970s. These kids came out of nowhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they survived. Okay. All right. But that's it. That's it. In 42 years, I had one accident that hurt somebody, and that was two kids on a bicycle that just practically rode from nowhere in front of my taxi, and I slammed on the brakes. I wasn't even going fast, okay? All right. That was 1977. I just want to point that out. Okay.
Did they come after you, or the kids just like left, or what happened?
No, they were hurt, and I stopped a police car as soon as I did that. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, it happened right in front of Bellevue. Okay.
They
Bradley carried him into the hospital. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you know, but they were okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Did they sue the cab?
Of course.
Of course. Oh, so it worked out for everybody.
You know, they say Sioux City is in Iowa. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sioux City, Iowa. Yeah. Well, Sioux City is in New York also.
Let me write that down in case I forget. Yes. Oh, the lady with the lady with her kid that fell into the gorilla cage. They say she's going to sue now. She's going to sue because her kid fell into the gorilla cage in Cincinnati.
Well, I think that I think that gorilla's family should sue.
The gorilla should sue. I mean, he's like murdered.
He's dead.
Murdered.
He can't
Basically,
sue.
In my opinion, yeah, he can't sue. Right? He doesn't have a leg to stand on. I know.
Well,
he got whacked.
Look. I just want to say one thing about that, okay? And that is, these animals should not be confined.
You mean the gorilla?
Yeah. No, let him. He should be living in his own habitat with the gorilla family, okay?
Right.
All right. You know.
He should be on the road.
Yeah.
Put him in a cab.
And I don't believe. I don't believe from what I've seen that the gorilla was mentally trying to hurt anybody. Okay.
No, that was a great gorilla. I mean, if I had a son and he would turn out to be a gorilla, I'd want him to be just like that gorilla.
I would like to remind everybody that King Kong climbed the Empire State Building with Fay Wray in his hand. Okay.
That's right.
I don't know if the kids today are old enough to remember that movie. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, they made a remake of it, so they don't
No, but
that one.
Forget the remake. It's the original that was the best. All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Fay Wray had no lines in the movie except the scream.
Right.
Okay?
That's the story of my life. That'll be my life story.
Yeah.
Big scream.
All right, Mike, what else we got?
Well, I'd say just the 12-hour rule, I guarantee you the decision is been made already. I mean, when they have these meetings and make these rules, they just don't have like this spontaneous thing where it's organic and they make rules. I'm sure they've been discussing everything behind the scenes.
Well, look, there's nothing wrong with this rule if they understand that it's all about money. Nobody wants to work more than 12 hours. Nobody even wants to work 12 hours. Okay?
Nobody wants to work at all.
Well, no, but, you know, if you're going to go to work, you want to be able to make a decent amount of money in a reasonable amount of time. Okay?
Right.
And there's two things that bug me. Number one, that they're doing this without instituting a fare increase. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they're doing this with no way to police the for-hire vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, if they got rid of the Uber cars, that would be a fare increase in itself right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's like just, and I really don't have, you know, like you and me, we don't have the resources to check all these people out who got elected in this last wave of city council people. But I wonder where they came from. I mean, it's just like dropped out of the sky. I've never heard of any of these people previously in the press or what have you. And I just wonder how much, how deeply Uberized they were before they became onto the city council.
Well, that's what I mean by I'm wondering about who the next mayor is going to be.
You wonder who the next mayor is going to be. And I'll tell you one thing, they're going to be throwing money at him. That's one thing about Bloomberg. They gave a big hard time every time he was in office. He used his own money.
He
did. Now he has people they got to make deals.
Not that I'm a Bloomberg fan, but he did use his own money. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
And now he had de Blasio in the paper, de Blasio, they said he had to go out and get a loan for his kid's college. I mean, he doesn't even have money for his kid's college? You got to be kidding me. So going from Bloomberg, who's worth $40 billion, to de Blasio, who's looking to get a loan for his kid's college. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be about money. It should be about honesty. Or is that a forbidden word in politics?
I don't even think they know how to spell it. it's really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But So what else do you see on the horizon?
Well, I don't know. I have to dig into the NYC taxi news headlines here. Okay, let me see if I can get to them. Okay.
Dig away.
I don't have them in front of me, so hang in there.
Muhammad Ali. You got to pick Muhammad Ali.
Oh, he's greatest guy. You know.
You ever have him in the cab?
Oh, I met Muhammad Ali. Oh, it is a great story. I'm glad you asked me that. Okay.
Okay.
This was in the 1980s. Okay, when he was still, you know, pretty much the same guy that was the boxer. You know, before he right. changed physically. Okay, and it was like a Wednesday night or a Thursday night, and it must have been around 9 or 10 p.m. Okay, and there wasn't a lot of activity on the streets. Okay, as far as people. Okay. And mm-hmm. I'm cruising up 6th Avenue, and just as I get to the corner where Radio City is, I see Muhammad Ali and his entourage, right, come to right. the corner. And I pulled over the taxi, got out of the cab, walked over to Muhammad Ali, and said I would like to shake hands with the greatest. And okay. he shook my hand, and as he shook my hand, somebody snapped a photo, okay? A flash went off. So that picture exists somewhere, and I would love to have a copy of that. Okay?
The search is on.
and he shook my hand and he said, you're blocking traffic, he said.
Oh yeah.
I said, okay, and I got back in the cab and I went about my business. Okay. But this really happened. All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and
you like block traffic. You didn't give a shit. You wouldn't shake his hand. Yeah.
No, well, you know, I just wanted to shake hands with the greatest. I mean, this Muhammad Ali, wow. You know, he wasn't about to hail a cab.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but, you know, he was with about four or five other guys, his entourage. You know, he had like an Elvis uh-huh. Presley entourage. You know, Elvis Presley never yeah. went anywhere without his entourage, right?
How come we don't have an entourage? You kind of have an entourage now.
Uh-huh. Well, I do have some fans. I do. Okay, I've always yeah. had fans. All right, now listen. Yeah, let me read some of the headlines here. Okay, new Uber update allows users to file lawsuit against company directly in the app. Did you read that story?
No.
They put out an app within their Uber app how to file a lawsuit against them. For whatever reason you might want to, like rape or sexual harassment or whatever, and with the message that when you lose the lawsuit, you will be charged for our legal fees. This is real. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this
now, where
stuff
is that? Where is that?
It's
where
the
is
very
that?
First article. If you go to the news page. Okay, it's the very first right. article up on top, okay, where it says right. Media News Stories, June 2016, just below.
Whoa, where it's a timeout. People don't know. You're rattling it off. Someone going to the front of the webpage, like me, where right. our latest news stories on the upper left sidebar. Please
right,
sidebar
okay, right. You click on latest
the world
news
calls it a sidebar.
All right, latest yes, news stories. Okay.
Wait. Go to the first page of NYC, where you are now, people. If you're listening to the show, you're here. Mm-hmm. Go to the lead page, the upper left sidebar, the yellow brick. It says latest news stories, which I'm clicking on right now. Go. And now okay. we're going where?
Now you see the grid there of stories, right?
Yes.
Look at the first story for June 5th.
Yeah.
New Uber update allows users to file a lawsuit against company directly in app.
Oh, but dude, that's The Onion. That's from The Onion.
So? What does that mean?
The Onion the Onion is like a satire newspaper. So
oh.
that might be just
oh, in other words yeah. they made it all up.
Could be.
You see, that goes to show you, you know, Mike, this is what I need you for, to slap me in the face.
Well, I wish it was the truth. That would be great. The Onion, yes.
Okay, so it's not the truth. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next story. Right, next story. Blind woman sues Uber, says she and her guide dog were refused service. This is real. The Washington Post. Okay?
Yeah, that's even crazier than the make-believe story. Yeah.
Okay.
That's,
all right, I'm just going to go down the line. Let me just go down the line and read the headlines and see if this gets us to talking about a few things, okay? Critics of Uber's $100 million driver settlement have day in court, okay? Uh-huh. We've talked about this in the past, where they were supposed to have a jury trial about whether Uber drivers should be independent contractors or employees, and Uber settled with the lady lawyer in Massachusetts, okay, for $100 million, of which she gets 20, and the judge heard arguments about why they shouldn't accept that settlement, okay, basically because the Uber drivers are saying we're getting screwed. Okay.
Yeah. What did the lady do to get $20 million? I mean, how much legal filing is involved to get $20 million out of the cabbie?
I don't know, but I bought more lotto tickets than she did filing, I'll tell you that. All right. And I don't have a dime from it. All right. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Right. Here, Uber needs an $11 billion war chest.
See, now that's a very interesting article because Uber's seed money, from what I understand, was $7.87 billion, okay? So now, I don't, you know, that's one thing you don't know with Uber, if it's real or if it's BS. They said, we just got $3.5 billion from the Saudis. And it's like, what? So now, if that is true, they have as much money in their seed money account that they've drawn in to equal their lawsuits. So if Uber's getting sued for $11 billion, that almost evens up with exactly the amount of money that they've brought in from investors who have yet to see their big payday.
Uh-huh.
So that's interesting. Now, what do you think about the Saudis? First of all, they're talking about releasing 28 pages of the 9/11 report and about the Saudi government and 9/11. So in the middle of all that, our friend Travis Kalanick, or however you say his name, apparently jumps over to Saudi Arabia and is doing business to get billions of dollars from the Saudis. And the Saudis are like, you know, not exactly the big civil rights leaders of the world,
mm-hmm.
by any stretch.
Right. Women can't drive.
Women can't drive?
That's what I think. I believe I read that. They can't drive at all. They're not allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia.
And you can't drink in Saudi Arabia. No, it's a dry town, apparently.
I've never been there, okay? So, nor do I ever plan to go there. All right. So
are you not going to go to Saudi Arabia? Matt Dowse is there. Matt Dowse went there.
Oh, he did?
There's an article about him meeting with the taxi people who are organizing the taxi system in Saudi Arabia. Matt Dowse is there at a conference. Hopefully he got back okay, you know?
Well, is he there now? Or did he go there recently?
Yeah, it was in Dave's paper, the Taxi Insider.
Okay, which is out now, but not yet on NYC Taxi News. Okay, Dave, you hear me? Get that paper in, please. Okay, you got 500 readers here that want to see it. All right.
Now, people actually go online to read his paper on our on
yes,
online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's downloaded several hundred times a month. Okay.
Wow.
All right, let's go to the next headline, okay? Uber's Easy Auto Lease program raises concerns.
Okay.
They have this, they're so desperate for drivers that they're making deals for them to lease cars, which in the end turns out to be a liability for the drivers, and Uber gets most of the money. Okay.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
I mean, you got to read the article, okay?
Yeah, well, the one thing that jumps out at me is if Uber is leasing a driver a car, and let's say they throw him off the air, he gets a bad star rating, which the passengers give
mm-hmm.
like a bad star rating, that's a fixed note. And at the very least, Uber should say, listen, if we throw you off the air for any extended time, how would that affect the guy paying for the car? He's still got to pay for the car
mm-hmm.
if the person who sold him the car throws him off the air and he can't work. So that's a little strange.
Yeah. Okay. Coalition of upstate taxi companies voicing opposition to rides. I'm going to say that again one more time.
Well, it's easy for you to say, yes.
Yeah. Why don't you read them? You're on the page, right?
Read.
Okay, go down to the first article for 6-4.
6-4.
Yeah.
So the coalition of upstate taxi companies voicing opposition to rideshare expansion. Okay. So I guess that's what it is. Have you read that article?
Well, I know what's going on. The New York State Senate has passed the bill that covers insurance requirements for Uber drivers in upstate New York, but leaves the regulating to the individual municipalities. However, this bill has not passed the other part of the legislature, the House, as it would be. What's the New York State? What do they call the New York State legislation? Section that's
the House and the Senate.
The House. All right. Hasn't passed the House yet, and many people are predicting that the House will not pass it. Okay. But you know, we'll see. Okay. If they do pass it, that means that Uber will be all over New York State. Okay. In places where they don't need them. Okay. They may need them in the bigger cities, so to speak. And if you look at the New York State cities, what do you have? You have Poughkeepsie, you have Newburgh, you have Kingston, you have Albany, you have Troy, Schenectady, okay? You have Syracuse, Buffalo, Rochester, Jamestown, okay? Which is way over in the west side of the state. And in between all of that is grassland, farms, and I've explored all of this territory. Okay, I know. Okay, you have farms, cows, horses, grass. Okay, not the kind you smoke, but regular grass.
Not yet.
Right. Okay, and really, they may be. You know, they could. There are taxi companies all over the state. Okay. And you know, they don't get enough riders, so I don't know how Uber's all of a sudden going to get riders where the regular taxis can't get them. All right. So that's what's going on in New York State. Okay, this is reaching the session for the legislature is up soon in the next week or two. Okay.
Right.
So either it passes now or it's dead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay,
yeah, well,
then
we'll keep our fingers crossed once again.
Yeah, then here's an article. Uber and Lyft are adding jobs, not just stealing them. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Okay.
They're adding jobs. They're not adding jobs.
Yeah, they're adding jobs to the ones they're destroying.
Well, they're creating jobs in the emergency rooms and in the lawyer offices.
Yes,
I know that
that's
much.
That's true.
The police department. This is what they're doing.
Okay.
But as far as adding jobs, I mean, now you talk about this 12-hour rule. What is good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right.
I mean, you got these knuckleheads from Lyft. One lady told me she doesn't take Uber or these guys anymore because the car stinks. I said, what do you mean? She goes, the guy... He'll start at like 7 o'clock in the morning. He'll be nesting in there. He'll be sitting in there with junk food and soda and his old clothes, and it smells like urine because he can't go to the bathroom.
Well, he's peeing in a bottle.
He's peeing in a bottle.
Okay.
So you don't want to be that guy. So this is the big great job that they've created is the bottle pee industry, I guess, is a beneficiary too. People who make the pee bottles are good for.
I'm still waiting for somebody to invent a device, which is like a hose that goes through the floor of the car.
Right.
Okay. So then you could be like the horses who pee on the street. You know.
Yeah.
Horses are allowed to pee in the street. Did you know that?
I would hope so.
So are dogs.
Well, I mean, maybe
dogs are allowed to pee in the street.
SLC.
Okay.
With the whole bathroom, with the bathroom controversy, where would the horse go? What bathroom would the horse use?
Well, he uses 50, you know, Central Park South.
Yeah.
You know,
how come the horses get to pee in the street and I can't?
That's what I've been asking. How come the dogs can pee in the street and I can't? You don't have to pick up your dog urine. You only have to pick up your dog poop. Right? Okay.
That'd be a great name for a dog.
Yeah.
Poop.
Some of these horses have diapers for the poop now. Okay. They didn't years ago. Okay. But most of that poop turned to hay, if you remember. Right. It was just used hay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm looking. Partnering with a country that won't let women drive is a huge PR blunder for Uber. That's getting back to Saudi Arabia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uber accused of wage stealing. A new lawsuit from New York drivers. This is the Taxi Workers Alliance has started a lawsuit against Uber.
The Saudis. That's how you say it. Saudis, but.
Well, let's skip, you know, the Taxi Workers Alliance. You know about that?
What did they say?
Well, they've initiated a lawsuit against Uber.
Oh, whoopee. What does their lawsuit say?
Mike, that's your homework for tonight. It's on the webpage. Okay? It's on the front page. There's a link. You could read the whole lawsuit. Okay, I put it up there, but I got to admit I haven't read it myself. Okay.
Okay, so that I will do. I'll read it during the basketball game.
Okay, who won last night? Yeah. By the way.
Well, they didn't play last night. This thing is going on for.
Oh, it's tonight.
June.
So okay. All right. Okay. We don't care. They make enough. They make enough money. All right. What do I care who wins? Okay.
Yeah,
let's see.
Right. I don't think they care at the point.
Yeah. I'm looking at the headlines. The new Uber economy leaves workers in the slow lane. Well, we already know that.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, here's one for us. If you travel frequently, take a look at Arrow app for taxis. Okay.
Right.
Now the Arrow app, I know that you have your problems with them a little here and there, but for the customers out there, download the Arrow app and you will get a yellow taxi. You don't need Uber. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you keep Mike happy because he drives a car with an Arrow app. Okay?
Listen, I haven't had an Arrow call. I don't think I've had an Arrow call. It's been in there for 2 months. It hasn't beeped in my cab in 6 weeks.
Well, why don't you take a ride over to CMT and ask them, okay, what's going on?
I'm
going
to have to.
Okay.
I say, listen. You know, you have technology that's supposed to be doing well, and what's going on?
If you read the article, they are doing well. Maybe there's a problem with the one in your car. Okay.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll have another homework assignment for this week to find out what's going on with the Arrow.
Okay. Here's one you'll like.
I've got zero work.
Here's a headline you'll like. LaGuardia Terminal's $4 billion revamp will finally begin. They're going to rebuild the airport.
Wonderful. Now we can have 80 Uber cars in there. They should knock down the airport. They should just get rid of it.
Maybe you could have clean toilet. Maybe you could have clean toilets in the taxi waiting area.
The main lot has like a disgusting porta potty and an even more disgusting bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And it's just horrible the way cab drivers are treated in the city, especially
I know.
With the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Here's one. Fake Uber driver robs, threatens to kill passenger. Okay? That was in New York City. That happened in New York City. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You've seen a few fake Uber drivers, right?
A few. There's like a legion of them.
You mean...
There's like
10 battalions of them, right?
Oh, they're coming from out of town now. They're coming from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Long Island. They're not just bad enough. They're coming from the gypsy cab havens in the city. They're coming from out of state to drive a fake Uber car in Manhattan. So
okay,
it's just unbelievable. It just never ends.
Here's one.
This mayor is horrible. I'm sorry. I got to say.
This is fun.
Really
we should do this more
horrible.
Often. Read these headlines, okay? Uber and Goldman now leasing cars to broke people because good ideas are boring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's homeless on the street. Give him an Uber car. Okay.
I think they use that. That's what they use in Uber. That's how they live. They live. They've gone off the street. They've lowered themselves into Uber cars.
Uh huh.
Worse.
Uh huh.
Worse.
Uh huh. This is the comedy hour, folks. Okay, we're not making any accusations here. All right. Okay. Uber hikes minimum NYC trip price by $1 for summer. So they raise their rates $1. Okay. Right. And the drivers are saying, "Are you kidding? You know, like that's it? Yeah. All right." You know, we get 5 calls a night, so we get an extra $5. Is that it? That won't buy the tobacco they chew, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It goes on and on and on, Mike. Okay.
Well, the good news is why we're under attack is that the business is getting better, and I'm wondering if things are what's going on inside the world famous Fauci building in Long Island.
Oh, now the Fauci building, you asked me about that earlier. Yeah. I is that the building where Uber and the TLC have moved into?
That's it.
Okay, now what part of the TLC moved in here? Did the executive branch move in, or did the other branch move in, the ones that break your chops every time you open your mouth?
I think a lot of them moved in there. Like, they just squashed them in there.
Yeah.
For a lot of the administrative stuff and hack licenses.
Uh-huh.
I think they have some hearings in there. And that's the other thing. We got to get rid of the phone hearings. These ridiculous phone hearings where you can call in to harass a cab driver.
Uh-huh.
That's unconstitutional. And apparently that's a new thing. There's a lot of stuff in the courts now with these administrative courts about their legality and their overreaching what they do in administrative court, because we just have the government is too big. I mean, I don't want to sound like a right winger here, but it's like the government is just too big. There's so many people. I thought when computers would come in, the government would shrink down to like the size of a thimble, but it's gotten worse. You got all these people just tripping over themselves, you know, writing tickets for cab drivers and harassing cabbies on the street. And for what? There's no real change. I'll tell you the real change they got to do. They want to make a 12-hour rule for cabbies not to work more than 12 hours during a day.
Yeah.
You said they have to raise the fare where the cabbies and the guys who are running cabs can keep these cars, you know, fixed and maintained and get new cars. We're helping the handicapped. We're putting in wheelchair accessible vehicles. And a lot of the cab drivers, they have to make money. If the cab drivers don't make money, they walk away. It's not that complicated.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make it so that they can, quote, only, unquote, work 12 hours, you're going to have to put more money in their pockets. And you can do that with incentives and group riding and stuff like that. And I don't know, like I said, you have to stop listening to these lobbyists from people who shouldn't even be here in the first place, I think, and help the cab drivers. Come on.
Here's a headline that I believe you think you wrote on the message board that you actually think this is going to help. And you could tell me why. New York City Council members support lifting cap on speed cameras near city schools.
Well, I think this is just a revenue scam. I mean, it's just another somebody's probably got an in with the mayor with these speed cams, because the city only gets 30% of the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to the cops? Why don't they put a cop next to the school? I'd rather have a cop standing next to the school, because if you're driving and you see a cop standing next to the school, you're not going to speed. That's the end of it. You don't need a speed cam. You need a police officer standing in front of that school.
We've
got 38,000 cops. Yeah. I don't know where they are.
Let me tell you what they do down here in my bunker zone. Okay?
Uh-huh.
They have flashing lights by the schools where if you enter that area while you're driving during certain hours, not while the kids are in the school, okay, but when they're going in and coming out, they have flashing lights with signs saying speed limit 20 miles an hour, and everybody slows down, okay?
Right.
They don't have speed cameras, okay? So what they do in New York, which is different, is, well, we'll just put a speed camera there, and we want them to speed so we can get the money, okay? We don't, you know, this isn't really about safety. It's about how can we suck money out of them.
Right.
Right.
They could close off the street. They could physically close off the street too. They're not doing that.
Well, I like what you say about to just put a cop there, you know, or something. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one, Mike. Taxi Fare Finder, U.S. taxi cab rate ranking chart. Sample fares. We're number what? 143?
We're number 143 in the United States of what we get per ride, which is, I didn't know it was that bad. I thought we were like top 10, top 20. We're number 143 in the country of cheap cab rides.
Okay.
So this is their big, in the richest city of the world, by the way.
Okay, so to put a 20% fare increase into place would really be not hurting anybody.
No. It's disgusting. I mean, and I think last time, we have to really get some people from the industry going up there. Like you said, you're kicking me in the rear end to get up there for these things.
Yeah.
Because last time, like I said, we had people testifying against the fare increase who aren't even in the yellow cab business. They're not even yellow cab customers. They just came from the outside. It was such a weird strategy. Like, you would say a rising tide lifts all boats. Okay, if a yellow cab gets a fare increase, you would think that everybody else would be on board with that, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
But for them to say no to us, I mean, we have to start finding out who these people are. We got some real wackos running around who are just like working against yellow cab drivers all the time. And I don't know what their problem is, honestly.
All right, Mike, we're getting into our time limit here, okay?
Uh-huh.
So let's just say we started the show with a fare increase, and we're ending the show with a fare increase. Okay?
Fare increase, and we're going to post it on the
we want an FARE increase.
Exactly. Well done.
Okay. All right. Okay, so the Taxi Dave show will be on tonight. Are you planning to be part of that or what?
I'm going to do what I can. I mean, he's on the air tonight. He's
Well, the Mets have a 1 o'clock game, so unless if they play 18 innings, okay. 2 weeks in a row, he's been shut out.
By the Mets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Okay.
Well, hopefully he'll be fresh and ready to rock tonight. So that's a great show.
Sunday
nights at 8 o'clock for his show.
The ironic thing is that a few weeks ago, he said that he was good until September before the Mets shut him out, and then 2 weeks in a row, he gets shut out. You know, so he didn't predict that the Mets would be close to first place now, but they were in first place, and ESPN would want to put him on their Sunday night show. Okay? My advice to Dave is find a station that don't have the Mets.
that's for greater minds than us.
I know. But anyway, listen to the Taxi Dave show tonight. JFK Mike does call in a lot. I'm always listening. I never call in. I don't know why. I'm usually too tired, okay? And listen, folks, I'm driving from my bunker in the southern portion of the United States up to New York City this week. So I may not be able to post all the news stories, okay? Mm-hmm. So, what can I do?
Oh, just before I forget, Taxi Dave show is on Sunday night, so I don't know when you're going to post this show.
I'm going to post it later today. Today is Sunday.
No, but when you say tonight, just make sure people know when it's on.
Today is Sunday, and it's June the 5th, okay?
Good. Close enough.
Okay.
Close enough.
All right, Mike. So,
what are you coming? All right, so let me know where you're coming up here. We'll have lunch. We'll have like an hour.
I will be there. I will be in New York Friday. Okay, I will be in New York State Friday in my house upstate. Okay,
right.
In Uber zone, non Uber zone. Okay,
right.
Actually, it's somewhere in between Monticello, Kingston, and Newburgh. All right, and then I'm going to be free to come into the city. A couple of times I'm going to get into the city. There's people I want to visit. And so, Mike, you know, keep your phone so that I can call you, okay?
Will do.
Okay, I know you're a hard guy to reach sometimes. Sometimes you're impossible to reach, all right?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I'll work on that, okay. I'm not used to being reachable. All right, so I'll work on my communication skills.
Okay, all right. Okay, you read your emails. That would help. All right?
And I'm reading everything. I'm doing everything I can.
Okay, so thank you for tuning into the Mike and Abe show, and hopefully everything will be fine, and we'll get a 20% fare increase, and you won't have to work more than 8 hours a day. How's that?
We can only hope. We can only hope. I'd love that. I could I drool over that prospect.
Okay.
Me.
All right. So
all right,
that's
brother.
It,
Thank
Mike.
You very much.
Mike, I'll talk to you soon. All right?
All right. See you later, Abe. See you later, world. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.